You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is John chapter 6 and verse 27. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. This statement came from the mouth of Jesus, and he said it to people who were looking for him. Now, they had to take a boat and cross the sea. And so you would think that they are truly looking for Jesus. The same thing is happening today. People are traveling kilometers and miles, and it looks as if they are looking for Jesus. They will pack their bags in December. They will be moving from camp to Shiloh, from Shiloh to mountain, from mountain to building, from building to all kinds of places. They will go through stress, and some may even die on the way. We pray that such will not happen to anyone. However, it does happen. Now, when they finally found Jesus, he said to them in verse 26, Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes." Now, you can now understand the context. They seem to be looking for Christ. They seem to be pursuing Jesus, but all of this, they were doing it just for food. All they were interested in is breakthrough. All they want is visa. All they want is food to eat. All they want is clothes to oppress one another. Jesus said, "Don't seek me on account of these kind of things." That means you are laboring for the meat that perishes. Your labor is not for something of eternal value. Your labor is of something that perishes. That is why we are in a time today that when people give money to support God's work, they expect that they must become rich. Because what they are really doing is not supporting God's work. What they are doing is investment. That if they put their money here, God is going to double it. The kingdom of God does not operate like that. Don't labor for the meat that perishes. This is Jesus himself saying this. Stop running here and there, and all your running up and down is just for food. They were not seeking to meet Jesus. Can you imagine the waste of life and the risk of life? They could have died on the sea. So you would think that these people, they were really seeking Jesus, yet they were not seeking him. They were just looking for the next meal. "Ah, this man gave us a miracle of eating bread and fish. Let's go and have another sandwich." That was what they were looking for, bread and fish. And Jesus knew their heart. You see, men may not know, but Jesus cannot be deceived. Jesus was not impressed that, they took a boat and traveled several kilometers and they went everywhere looking for him. When somebody tells you he's looking for Jesus, you will think that person is on the right path. You will think that person has gotten it right in life. Yet all they looking for Jesus was for meat that perishes. Brethren, it is worse in our generation, and I pray you will not be caught in this web. Why exactly are you seeking Jesus? Are you seeking Jesus because of this world or because of the world to come? Ask yourself that question. Are you for Jesus because of the temporary things you can get in this world, or are you pursuing Jesus because you consider that he has the word of eternal life and there is nowhere else that you can go? Labor not for the meat that perishes. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and you can find details about this ministry on that web address. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.